Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 1st, 2016. This is a significant day. Not because it's Let's Make a Stupid Prank on the Internet Day. It's because it's the 20th anniversary of Entertainment Earth. I've been working with Entertainment Earth in some capacity, directly or indirectly, since 1996. And it's been a pretty good run. If you don't know who I am, I'm Adam Paulus, and I do the podcast every week. I also do some other stuff, but we are happy to be here still and doing what we do best, which is selling you small plastic men from around the world, and women, and resin things, and plush things, everything we can, because we love toys. I hope you love toys, and thanks for listening, and hey, thanks for all of your support over the past couple of decades. Assuming you've been here the past couple of decades, if you've only just arrived, hey, still, thanks, because we like to do this, and we can't do it without you. But back to the normal podcasting news. Last week at the box office, Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice did very well with $166 million at number one and had reviews could best be described as number two. But at number two at the box office was Zootopia with $24 million. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 was number three with $17.8 million. Miracles from Heaven was $9.6 million. The top five was rounded out by the Divergent series, because you have to pronounce it Divergent. Allegiant. I just figured there's a guy in a scuba mask with a bow tie. $9.4 million. New this week, God's Not Dead 2, Meet the Blacks, The Witch, Everybody Wants Some in very limited release, The Dark Horse, and others that you probably aren't going to go see. Right now, it's expected that Batman is going to have minimal competition until The Jungle Book comes out in April, which it is April, so it's a couple of weeks. Other news, Hans Zimmer, composer, has stated he doesn't really want to do any more superhero movie scores. I can't blame him. Steven Universe has been renewed for two more seasons. Alien Day is coming. I heard about this in New York at Toy Fair. Maybe you did too. It's April 26th. 426, as in planet LV-426. That's the planet the Alien movies are on. Well, the first two. Numerous companies are working on making another May the 4th Be With You, which means unique products from Diamond Select Toys, and even Reebok, who apparently are going to make some Alien Stomper shoes, which are pretty cool. For those of you who love the 1990s, new Weezer. There was also a new Nerf Herder album released a few weeks ago, which I didn't know until last night. I just found this out. I knew they were working on it. I didn't know it was out. But anyway, the new Weezer is out today. Force Awakens begins its home video rollout today. And let's be honest, this is all about 1990s Star Wars fandom. All of these, because Weezer and Nerf Herder are just as important about Star Wars as Star Wars. And in the 90s, everybody was talking about Star Wars, if you were me. And the marketing thing was really ramping up. It was really fascinating if you were there, because when Entertainment Earth just got started, Star Wars was doing a ramp-up thing. In 91, there were some novels after a few years of absolutely nothing in the marketplace. No comics, no toys, no stories, no nothing. Just a role-playing game, and that was it. But by 95, there was a lot of interest in the Star Wars Fan Club magazine. I want to say that was when Topps was doing its Star Wars Galaxy magazine, which was a... So Star Wars had two official fan magazines running at the same time, both of which were very good for different reasons. Galaxy looks very 1990s-y. It was very edgy and cutting edge back then, but now it looks like it was made in the 1990s. It reads great, but it looks different. I love it. And Weezer was mentioned in the Star Wars fan club magazines. And I don't think Nerf Herder was mentioned much, despite the name. Maybe it was, I'm just not remembering. But the 90s were a big time for the birth of the culture that you enjoy now. All of the movies and stuff. I mean, we still got Batman movies back then, but that was really as the infancy for today. Everything was starting to mature. I mean, we didn't really have much in the way of Marvel movies back then that anyone will continue to speak of. David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury. But that was a great time, and it's still a great time. Because now there's a fourth Sharknado movie called Sharknado. That would be so much better. Sharknado, The Force Awakens. And this is the sound of my elbow going, get it? Because that's apparently what it is. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has also been picked up through season 14, which is a really long run for a comedy on cable or anything. It's amazing. Happy anniversary from Entertainment Earth. It's our birthday, so you get the presents. We have a bunch of items on sale right now. We have Dragon Models items, buy one, get one 40% off, and other surprises. We posted a bunch of $50 items down to $20, many of which have sold out, so you might want to check that out before it's too late. There may be other items going up for things. There might be other exciting things to talk about. I'm not going to confirm or deny that, but you can go to our website and check it out right now because we are having a big celebration and there's some things that are ready. There are some things that'll be ready later. We can't talk about those yet, but it's going to be an exciting year, and we thank you for sticking with us through all of the great stuff that's happening, because there's a lot more great stuff happening. New this week, we have received new items like the Hateful Eight movie Quentin Tarantino clothed 8-inch action figure, the official Game of Thrones coloring book, and Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice Multiverse 12-inch Wave 3 action figures. These are really big DCUC-ish figures, but Wonder Woman's in this case along with Batman and Superman, so if you only buy one case, then you want the majors. This is what you want. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the podcast, which we've been doing for close to 10 years now, and thanks for listening to everything else I ramble about. We're happy to have you here. It's a big day of celebration for us. And by us, I mean them, because I'm in a desert in Phoenix and they're in Simi Valley and I'm not seeing what's going on there right now. But I'm assured good things are going on and lots of fun things are happening, and we're putting together a great 2016 for you. I know I'm working on stuff for 2017 because you have to, and it should be a good time to keep doing what you're doing, as lame as that sounds. And that's probably not the right word to use, but you know what I mean. We've got a lot of exciting things that should be announced in the next couple of months. And we're posting great new stuff every day. New Transformers minicons, Pop Vinyl figures, Kiss action figures. I can't not be excited about all the stuff that's happening, so I'm going to stop rambling because I didn't make a list of specifics, and when you're proposed to tell people about great things, and there's 20,000 plus toys on your website, it's probably a good idea to not try to pick them all off the top of your head. But anyway, see you guys next time. Check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com, Twitter at EntEarth, we're on Facebook, and we'll go pretty much anywhere you are, so let us know where to find you. We will hunt you down like dogs. It's probably not the best marketing plan, but sounds good, doesn't it? Maybe not. See you next time!